The King of Kings is drawing near, the Savior of the world is here. Life and salvation he doth bring, therefore rejoice and gladly sing. To God the Father is your joyful songs of praise. A righteous helper comes to thee, his chariot is humility, his king. His scepter, pity in distress. The end of all our woe he brings, therefore the earth is glad and sings. To Christ the Savior raise your grateful hymns of employ, adorned with prayer and love and joy. So shall your sovereign enter in, and new and nobler life begin. To God alone be praise for word and deed. To thee here, Lord, abide. O, enter with thy grace divine, thy face of mercy on me shine, thy Holy Spirit guide us on until our glorious goal.
The congregation is invited to stand. We speak the opening versicles printed in the bulletin. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth.
Our God shall come. He does not keep silence.
Prepare the way of the Lord.
Make his path straight.
Shower, O heaven, from above, and let the skies rain down righteousness.
Let the earth open, that salvation may spout forth.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We pray together the colic. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the way of your only begotten Son, that by his coming we may be enabled to serve you with pure minds. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Just a comment on the three readings for this evening. Our primary reading, the gospel reading, is Jesus says, I am the door, and I am the door of the sheep, and we'll think about that tonight. But you'll see the first reading that I picked out
talks about the Passover and the importance of blood over the door, and the Lord God would pass over his people, Israel. And then also in the 1 John 2 reading, talks about Jesus as a propitiation, and that's really that blood over the door, that same idea that there was a shed sacrifice in Exodus. Now Jesus is that sacrifice. And then we'll focus clearly on the door theme in the meditation, the sermon. Also see if you can find in each of the three hymns the reference to a door. So each of the three hymns, at least one of the verses, talks about a door. And I look for that specifically. And you'll see that as we sing them. So the first reading is from Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 through 13. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall be for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell all the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take a lamb according to their father's houses, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for a lamb, then he and his nearest neighbor shall take according to the number of persons. According to what each can eat, you shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish,
a male a year old.
You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. And you shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, when the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill their lambs at twilight. Then they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat. They shall eat the flesh at that night, roasted on the fire. With unleavened bread and bitter herbs they shall eat it. They shall not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roasted, its head with its legs and its inner parts. And you shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning you shall burn. In this manner you shall eat it, with your belt fastened, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And on all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the house where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our second reading is from 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not only ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And by this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. Whoever says, "I know him," but does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. By this we may know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand for the gospel reading. From John chapter 10, verses 7 through 10. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch.
This is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness.
He shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land.
This is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
This is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness.
We continue by confessing our faith using the second article of the Creed and the meeting taken from the Small Catechism. I notice there's something missing from the meeting of the Small Catechism that I forgot to put in the bulletin. I noticed it at 1 p.m. What am I missing at the end? Give it away. At the end of the meeting of the... This is most certainly true. I caught that when we said it at 1 p.m., so you fill it, and we'll say it together at the end. When that is done, this is most certainly true. And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. What does this mean? I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death, that I may be his own, and live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. This is most certainly true. The congregation may be seated. For tonight's meditation, we focus on the reading from John 10. We begin with rereading verse 7 again. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. First of all, a little bit of a review. We're doing this series of I Am statements. And I went through these a little bit more in detail last Wednesday. And if you see the detail, you can ask me for the notes from last Wednesday. But just briefly, some of the things that apply to every single one of these messages on I Am statements. First of all, there's about 7 I Am statements in John. And I say about because there are 7 I Am statements, but there may be more. And there are some phrases in Jesus says at various times that could be almost I Am. It looks like they are I Am. But these that we're focusing on have been recognized throughout the centuries as Jesus said, I am the bread. I am the light. And tonight, I am the door. Another thing that's important to remember in all these I Am statements is that John clearly teaches in chapter 1, in the opening verses, that Jesus is God. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And it also says there in those opening verses that nothing was made without him. The Word was involved in anything, in all of creation. And so right from the beginning, John tells us and teaches us that Jesus is creator along with Father and Holy Spirit. He was involved in creation, in the creating of all things. And as we think through that, then we also see the I Am statement is really based on and is so closely linked to the name that God gives to Moses in Exodus 3. When Moses comes to the burning bush and God tells him to take his sandals off, he's on holy ground, and God tells Moses he's going to send him into Egypt to lead the people out. And Moses asks God there in chapter 3 of Exodus, if the people ask, who is sending me? What is the name of this God? What should I tell them? And God says, tell them, I am has sent me. I am that I am. And that phrase is this, what I have there in the notes. I am equals the word there, that's Yahweh, equals the Lord God. It's all these words are linked together, are actually the same word. And Jesus, in the Greek then, he makes that I am statement, I am the bread, I am the light, I am the door. And it's the same, and it's linked to that God's name. So when Jesus makes these statements, he's saying, I am the God of Exodus 3. He's linked closely there, and that's throughout the Old Testament. So that's a thing to keep in mind in all these I am statements. Jesus is God, and he creates. So when he says, I am the light, I am, will be coming up, the shepherd, I am the bread, he has this creative power to show us and teach us this is the reality for all who would receive it in faith. He is the bread of life. He is the door to us. And he creates faith in us. Remember, God said, let there be light, and there was light. God says it, and it is true. Jesus doesn't force it on us. We believe it by faith, but he calls us to believe it, and he calls us to receive and be encouraged by it. And then finally, we've covered, as I've mentioned already, I am the bread of life, I am the light of the world, and tonight, I am the door of the sheep. Now, sheep in Jesus' days were oftentimes, they would be out in pasture during the daytime, but they would be kept in some kind of enclosure at nighttime, and the shepherds would lead them to the enclosure. And so they were gathered there in the enclosure, and that protected, that gave them protection. I double-checked on this. I know the scriptures talk about lions, but did you know also in Israel, currently even, there are actually cheetahs. There's a desert leopard. There's also wolves. And so there's all kinds of predators that can go after sheep. And they're rare now, but they're around. They're actually native to the area. So Jesus, at Jesus' time, these things would be around, and they needed to protect the sheep. But he says, I am the door, what, of the enclosure for the sheep. So also, the enclosure, the door, is the proper way to go in and out of the walled-in enclosure. You go through the door. Your normal way is not to lift the sheep and the lamb over the wall. And in fact, most likely, that's probably a thief. So the proper way to be safe and to be out, to go out the pasture, is through the door. And Jesus says that is the way to go to pasture. And there you can think of how the good shepherd would allow one, lead the sheep to good pasture. But tonight he's saying specifically, I'm the door, I'm the way through, I'm the way you get through. There's another thing that we think about, and I just mentioned it. The proper person who's taking care of the sheep, he's going to use the door. He's not going to go over the wall. He's going to use the door. And he's going to go through the door. And Jesus talks about those who have sometimes they've been thieves and robbers. They're to destroy, but the door won't let those destroyers through. So Jesus says he is the door. Now, one thing in all these I am statements, and I mentioned it last week, they're not just a symbol or a parable, but they're a truth, a reality for us. He is our light, the true light that gives life. That was last week. And this week, he is the door. He calls us to trust in that and know. Our human doors fail after a few years, don't they, or a few decades. So if it gets too cold out here, our doors might freeze up, and we sometimes have problems where the lock comes down and it doesn't go up and down. And all our doors at home, they need maintenance and things like that. Human doors can wear down and break, not Jesus. See, he's the great door. He's the perfect door that is absolutely dependable. He is also the door that protects perfectly. Our human doors, they can be broken into. You can have all kinds of locks on the door, but if you have a window on the door, maybe they'll just break through the window, right? So our human doors have many weaknesses. They're good, but they can give out or wear away or sometimes be broken into. But Jesus protects perfectly, and that's one of the things about being the door for the sheep. He will protect us, and that is what he wants to happen. We should not ever think that something can break down our door, Jesus. When he has us gathered together, and as his people throughout life, he is protecting us. Anything that gets past him, he's allowing it. Nothing beats its way past Jesus. And so something bad or hard or whatever it is, difficulty in our lives, he has allowed it. He's the door. He's not going to let something evil get in at his sheep without his permission. He is the perfect door. And also we thought about the shepherd, the true caretakers will want to go through the door because he's the right way, not over the wall, not sneaking in some way. But a true pastor, a true legitimate leader of God's people will always want to go through Jesus, the door, through his teachings, through what he has done for us, to emphasize Jesus. He is the door that we go through back and forth in life together. If somebody makes goes in such a manner so that they're emphasizing himself or herself so much, it's not about Jesus, you have to be suspicious. Who do you think is the door? Are you a thief trying to get over the wall? You emphasize Jesus. That's the way that he takes care of his sheep. And a pastor or a leader of God's people will always, always emphasize that. He's the door. And he doesn't want thieves or robbers or anybody destroyed to his people. And then also, finally, Jesus perfectly opens the way to true pasture. If our door is really strong in our house and sturdy and we got the really expensive one, nobody can break it, and it's super secure, boy, I'm safe in my house, and maybe we really are. And you go out in the morning, and there you sit, and, oh, I have a flat tire. So you might have been really secure in your house, but as soon as you go out the door, something's wrong or something else happens. Jesus says, when you go out through him, when he is your door, he leads you out to pasture. He gives life, true life that lasts forever. He is the door to true life. And he doesn't wear out. And we don't have to, and this sounds irreverent, but we do this in unbelief. We don't have to get Jesus to be a better door. We don't have to maintain him or oil him. He is the door, the perfect door. And so he will protect us perfectly. He will, good leaders will take us through him and depend on him. And he gives us true life. And so we can trust in him and know that he's taking care of us. As I thought about thinking all these things that he does for us as the door, this passage came to me from Psalms 50. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Jesus protects us. Jesus provides for us perfectly, and we can call upon him at any time. Jesus, you're my door. I need more protection. Please protect me. Jesus, I need good pasture. Please open the door to good pasture. And Jesus encourages us to call upon him. And when he delivers us, we glorify him and praise him. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, We give you thanks for sending your Son, Jesus, to be the door who protects us, who opens the way for us, who shows us that anybody that leads us or we ourselves as we lead your people should go through him. He is the door. Thank you for all this that you have done for us in your Son. In his name we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We sing the sermon hymn, Let All Together Praise Our God, verses 1 and 2, 6 and 7.
Let all together praise our God before his glorious throne. Today he opens heaven again to give us his own Son. To give us his own Son. He leaves his heavenly
We pray the prayers printed in the bulletin. Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comforts of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We pray together the evening prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day. And I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul in all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.
Amen. Amen.
invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn, verses 4, 5, and 6 of 883.
Soul in thee repose, and may sweet sleep mine eyelids.